This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Grelot. Rebecca Crews, some interesting news about the Fields Medal. It's the Nobel Prize equivalent in math. It's given every 4 years. It's a very prestigious award. Only 52 winners before now. All of them have been men. And this year, for the first time this week, it was awarded to a woman. And this is incredible, not just because it was awarded to a woman for the first time, but an Iranian-born woman, a woman from the Middle East, Mariam Mirzakhani. Educated in Iran, came to Harvard for her PhD as a professor at Stanford. So now there's, you know, all of this excitement about this, thinking this is going to be a huge motivation for women in the future to study STEM fields, the science, technology, engineering, math fields, that there's been this big push for women for a long time. But not only that, women coming from the Middle East, that there will be a big push on that. What is your take on this, Rebecca? Are we to really celebrate this for all the things it is beyond just this one woman winning this award?
Well, I think the other thing that we might add to this is that the award ceremony was in South Korea, and she was actually handed the medal by the female president of South Korea, their first female leader there. So we have kind of a double instance of female firsts. But yes, I do think that role modeling is incredibly important. Women need to see other women, or I guess young girls need to see women in political positions, in positions of authority, in scientific fields, in those sorts of areas, because you have to be able to see what you might look like, see how you might be able to fill that position. The fact that she's an Iranian woman, I think, is, as you mentioned, particularly significant for women in the Middle East, but even here, women in the United States who can see a woman who is not white, who's of another ethnicity, and they can try to emulate that.
I think your comment about role modeling is particularly important, as this week there's also been discussion about the space program and the need for women and minorities in the space program, and how since the shuttle program, in fact, of the 80s, there began this instance. I mean, before that, it was always for white men. And, you know, astronauts, if you wanted to study anything scientific, if you wanted to be an astronaut, you had to be a white man who could become a pilot. And it wasn't until the shuttle program in the 80s when they began to integrate and women and minorities joined the program. I wonder if this, you know, very similarly, might be quite motivating for young people who, you know, look at something like math, for example, and say, this just isn't for me. There aren't that many, you know, female professors that are mathematicians. There aren't that many women that are in the science, technology, and engineering fields that are women. So it really is critical, I think, around the world to see that role modeling going on, and particularly for ethnic women, women mm-hmm. from other parts of the world.
Well, and I think especially young girls. There was another story this summer about Lego for the very first time creating miniatures of female scientists. And this was in reaction to a letter a young girl sent. It's a Danish company, Lego. And they have sold off the shelf. So there's this role modeling starting very, very early on. And that's very important, very significant.